Number seven, members absent from council meetings. The recommendation of Fund Review. Deputy Councillor Merle was absent from meetings of council for 6 months from the 12th of September 2019. To be approved on the grounds of his ill health. Those who wish to vote in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Could we have a proposal, please?
Chair, I'll propose it and I'll speak to it and shortly urge for a second.
Seconder? Councillor Whitehead.
Thank you. Members, just to put some context to this, as you know, Councillor Merwell had a very unfortunate health incident occur, which he's been recovering from. I spoke to him on Saturday, and I'm pleased to see that he is recovering, but he's not yet fit to return to full council duties. He's being covered in his duties by Councillor Tindall, because they currently have a dual ward, and I'm grateful to Councillor Tindall for doing that piece of work. I'm anticipating Councillor Merle will be fit to fully return within the next 6 months, but in order to give him that opportunity to do so, this report effectively asks Council to agree to extend his acceptable period of absence. It's the only ground on which a member who has not attended a meeting for 6 months can go to pensions if there's a medical reason. And that is effectively what this report is asking. The Councillor Merle was absent from meetings of the Council for up to 6 months from the 12th of September, be approved on the grounds of his health. I would ask members if they would support that and we can then
Thank you. Any other member wish to speak? Councillor Hastings.
Thank you, Chairman. Just to say, I was asked to take on the role of the Deputy Member, taking the place of Councillor Merwell, which I was very happy to do. But I was not happy at all with the reason why, and I'm sure everybody in this chamber wishes him a speedy and full recovery. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Councillor
Fuller. Thank you, Chairman. As somebody else who was ill very, very badly last year, who had brain issues affected me, from my perspective, I don't really know what's happened to Councillor Merwell. One minute he was on the cabinet, the next minute he wasn't. There was no information that came from this authority about Councillor Merwell's health and why he was ill. And that, to me, is a concern. Because, again, when I was ill, I made sure everybody knew why I was ill and why I was taking a leave of absence while I was ill. We know nothing at all about it. Members from this side of the chamber know nothing at all about Councillor Merwell's health. So how can we make a... How can we make a judgment on sort of like relaxing that 6 month period that's in place for all councillors when they're ill or unwell?
Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Chair. But of course, if I do have the utmost sympathy for Councillor Rowan, it has to be said though that he is one of the members of the only two member ward, which in some respects I suppose is quite fortunate. But it does mean that while he is incapacitated, we have one member who is actually looking after 6,000 residents. Can I ask, is Councillor Merwell able to operate at all in his ward? And if not, what interim measures are being taken to serve the residents of Square Ridge and St Helens and Brayden?
We are asking, that's not to Councillor Merwell as well, I think. We have to Councillor Merwell with it.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I had no idea Councillor Merwell was ill until Hastings was suddenly on the cabinet. And I thought Barry had probably kicked off, to be honest. Sorry, Barry. But he hadn't been around much. But so I found from seeing Hastings that Councillor Merwell had been run well. And that's irrelevant as far as I'm concerned on this issue. Because we must do the job. We were elected to represent people. We put ourselves up for election. We made ourselves available. We're tired of holidays, we're tired of people to be ill with it. When you have significant illness, are you really up to it? Is it fair to the people who put their faith in you
to hang on to that elected role, but not to leave there for as long, in longer than 6 months. What we're looking here is, what it's been presented with here, is a mandate for Councillor Murrell not to be here for 10 months, because he hasn't been anything since March, I understand. You know, for another 6 months from September, so you're talking about 10 months. Now, there's a reason why there's a 6 month limit in there. Is that because it's about representation? Now, if I become seriously ill, I make this absolute commitment to you. I'm looking around because I think my health will be far more important to me than representing people. I like representing my ward, I've done it 4 times. I'll probably do it another time. You know, I like representing, as soon as I become seriously ill, I'm at the door as fast as I can. I don't understand the need for somebody to hang on. The people of Bedford, which is largely where he represents, I'm also the dual member ward, but I'm O'Brien, because largely St. Helens and Brayton. The people of Bedford, let's face it, they've got a lot of problems with local representation over there. They need an Isle of Wight councillor to try and stem the tiller over there. I think Brian might be a super councillor, I haven't seen evidence of it yet, but he may be the most supreme councillor I've ever seen. And he'll show me what it is, Brian. But you know, I don't believe it's fair on him, apart from anything else, to be representing 6,000 people. I think they should be brought back to us at the September full council and reviewed them. I don't want to know what the illness is. I've got no interest in that whatsoever. He has my absolute sympathy if he's seriously ill. If it's to do with his brain, like Paul, even more sympathy, because you know, I have a brain issue as well at times. You know, but I just think this is not about a job. This is about representation of the people, largely in Bedbridge, but also Brayden and St. Helens. And I think we should defer this, if that's possible, until the September meeting, which I assume, I hope, is within the 6 month period. It probably is, if they get out of it. But in that case, I will go against this.
Thank you. Right, Dan, let's go to Mr. Nick.
Thank you, Chair. Just to say, I don't know what is wrong with Councillor Murrell. And to have responded, anybody in this room to have responded to Councillor Andre's request for information about the nature of his illness would have been unlawful. Indeed, it would have been criminal under the provisions of the data protection legislation that is currently in place. The second thing that I would say is that...
Point of order, I wasn't actually asking about...
I am speaking, Councillor Andre, with the invitation of the Chair. Thank you, Chair. And it is important that we express sympathy to Councillor Murrell and his family, because there's no doubt he is seriously ill. Or do you think the leader of the council, the chief executive, the chair and the monitoring officer are deceiving those of us in the room? But I would ask the leader, I would ask the chief executive, and I would ask the chair and the returning officer, has any resident of his ward complained personally to you about feeling underrepresented on this council? And if not, we should lift the vote and do the decent thing by Councillor Murrell in giving time to get over a disability and not discriminate against him.
Thank you, Councillor Wagner. I think if we can bring to the joint member in, after all, he's taken up the work as well. Councillor Tindall, please.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm doing the work from Michael Norwell and myself to cover the Brayden schools and the Bedbridge Wall. There have been no complaints to me about people not feeling represented. I'm doing, I think, if you'd like to go and speak to Brayden Town Council, St. Helens Parish Council, and Cambridge, and this has got anybody in the street, then you will find there are no problems there. They're answered. Any questions or things have been answered, some are ongoing, but there have been no problems. So perhaps I'm now going to be on super councillor runners.
Councillor Stevens.
Thank you. hard to follow those two accounts of that investment. If the residents and the businesses within Bembridge haven't been screaming out and saying that the representation is inadequate, then being parochial about Ryde West and Ryde, I deal with my ward. Councillor Tindall is obviously covering very well for Councillor Merrill. And I feel that that's where it should lie. And I think that I understand, and I did go when I saw the amount of time, if that's the time to get someone who is willing to represent their community back in the right frame of mind within this chamber, then I'm all for it. And I'll definitely stand alongside Super Councillor Tindall and others and say, yes, we'll give that opportunity to Councillor Merrill to come back and represent his community as he was so elected. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor
I don't see.
Sorry.
Apologies. That's all right. I was interested. I can see a lot of trouble with what Jeff suggested. Is there some technical reason that because he's already been off 6 months or 4 months, so if he's been off 4 months, why can't we as a council extend it to September and make a decision then? Surely the longer you get, you will know. Instead of, you've got to be careful, as I think you said in the precedent, you wouldn't ignore this ruling, and there must be a very good reason for this ruling being in there. It's government legislation, and I don't think we should make a decision that we don't take really seriously. I think 2 months extension is reasonable, and if there's some lawful reason, I don't say there would be a lawful reason not to do a few more weeks extra, then what would it do a 6 months extra?
Thank you, Gus.
Can you see the point? If Jeff's willing to make his proposal, I'll say.
Thank you, Gus. I think the legal response to that is start. Gus, a
thank you, Chair. I wasn't going to say anything about this, but I'm just horrified, absolutely disgusted by the conversation. It's boring. Councillor Merrill had an unfortunate medical situation. Councillor Merrill was a very private individual, and it was decided that he would only talk to the Leader of the Council. He and his wife were talking to the Leader of the Council. The Leader of the Council had shared with the Cabinet a basis of the situation. Councillor Merrill himself, he desperately wants to come back, doesn't want to let anyone down, the sort of person, but he's a very private individual. Councillor Fuller, I'm really glad that you made a full recovery. You know, different types of people share things differently. Councillor Merrill has decided to keep this all private to himself. I actually bumped into him on Saturday as an event I went to. I was really glad to shake my hand and see him was up and about. He clearly isn't back to full health. I think if the whole chamber knew the full details, this disgusting conversation wouldn't go any further. And it should be, everyone should support this, because we don't know the facts. Couldn't have to go to a private individual and don't want those facts to share outside
just
the community.
Just because of many health
centres,
not
this. So, Councillor Price, next one, and I'll have to do this up first.
Thank you, Chairman. I wasn't going to say anything either. I think Councillor Braden's actually nailed it, really. I think, God forbid if this was me that was ill at the moment and I needed that time to recover. If it was anyone else, we'd be doing just the same thing. And I think to be speaking about someone that's one of our council colleagues this way, when we don't know what's wrong there, we don't know just how ill he actually is. I'm really shocked about people's attitude on this one. I really am. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I've heard the members' comments on this and care what everybody has said. There's a couple of points on this. absolutely right. The details of his ill health, what led to his ill health, and where he is now, I would have been specifically asked not to share in public forums, so I'm not going to do that. And I respect that, I would respect it for any member of this chamber. Yes, I've been in contact. Yes, he's receiving certain treatment. Councillor Merlo is certainly still able to operate in answer to Councillor Rowe's question. It's perhaps better to say that he's trying to manage that, because as you'll find if you're ill, some members have, just because you go in and get a cold or a cup and you don't stop your email account going, and you just keep coming back to you. So there's some very practical things that need to be done in order to, one was having super councillor on councillor Tindall. I am not aware, I have not had any complaints. Councillor Tindall tells you he hasn't, I know the chief executive hasn't had any complaints, and the monitor officer hasn't had any complaints, and I'm looking around this chamber and nobody's telling me they've had any complaints. I wondered if Councillor Barry was about to tell me, because he's another adjacent councillor to the ward area. So I think, after that point, we haven't had that. I have written here 6 months maximum, because actually we may be in a place where we don't need 6 months, and I know that is more likely than not at this time. And I also don't expect to be coming back here at Christmas or thereabouts to ask for an extension, because I probably wouldn't feel able to do that. I have some sympathy for the fact that, you know, we have a role. But within those parameters, I'm just asking the council to show respect and support for a difficult situation. Help the money for you that he dealt with. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Those who wish to vote in favour of the recommendation, please raise their hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34.
That's against. 1, 2.
Abstentions.
No.
Okay.
2 against, and 1 abstention, so that's carried.